Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In Afghanistan, suicide bomb attacks at the German consulate in Mashar-e-Sharif killed at least four people, left more than 100 wounded, most of them civilians. Taliban fighters heavily damaged the consulate after fighting their way into the building during an intense gun battle that lasted for hours. Taliban said their assault was a revenge attack to retaliate for an airstrike earlier this month in neighboring Kunduz province that killed 32 civilians, including a number of children. For weeks, Iraqi forces backed by U.S. and coalition air power have moved even closer to the city of Mosul, the heart of the Islamic State terror group's holdings in Iraq. Even with all the progress, these forces would appear to be no closer to cutting off IS's leader, the elusive cleric Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Meantime, U.S. Army Colonel John Dorian, who is a spokesperson for the Mosul mission, says there are clear signs Baghdadi's fighters are losing ground.
Baghdadi is saying, don't fight amongst yourselves. This is the type of thing that a leader who's losing command and control and ability to keep everybody on the same page says. We don't believe that it's going to work.
In recent weeks, Iraqi military officials have insisted that the 45-year-old Baghdadi was hiding in tunnels and bunkers in Mosul, directing the defense of the city himself. A fire that broke out in a suspected illegal garment factory on the outskirts of the Indian capital, New Delhi, today killed at least 13 workers as they slept in the building. The blaze started in the early hours of morning in the factory, which makes leather jackets. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump went to the White House on Thursday, invited by President Obama. White House correspondent Cindy Sain has more.
Our president-elect is...
President Obama and President-elect Trump spoke much longer than scheduled at their first in-person meeting. Obama said their conversation was excellent.
It was wide-ranging. We talked about some of the organizational issues in setting up a White House. We talked about foreign policy. We talked about domestic policy.
President Obama. After criticizing President Obama in the past and questioning if he was born in the United States, Trump struck a different tone inside the White House.
I very much look forward to dealing with the president in the future, including counsel.
Some analysts wondered if Trump will soften his rhetoric now that he has won the election. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the White House.
Tens of thousands of people from New York to California filled the streets of large U.S. cities, including Washington, for a second night on Thursday to demonstrate their dismay at Donald Trump's election. The demonstrators said the tone of Trump's campaign comments about immigration frightened them, and they accused him of racism, xenophobia, and sexism. Also in the news, former Venezuelan Soccer Federation President Rafael Esquivel has been found guilty on charges resulting from a massive FIFA corruption scandal. He pleaded guilty to 7 counts of racketeering, as well as money laundering conspiracies and wire fraud. Each charge carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. This case, which sparked an unprecedented crisis at FIFA, is part of a U.S. investigation into corruption among FIFA's former senior figures. Leonard Cohen, the gravelly voice singer-songwriter, has died. He was 82. Cause of death not immediately clear. Canadian-born Cohen is best known for his song Hallelujah, which has become a standard. Over the year, thousands of recordings of his songs were made by a variety of artists, including Judy Collins, Roberta Flack, U2, Trisha Yearwood, and Elton John. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2008 and received a Lifetime Achievement Award at the 2010 Grammys. Today is Veterans Day in the United States. It is a public holiday observed annually on November the 11th. To honor military veterans who served in the United States Armed Services, coincides with other holidays, including Armistice Day and Remembrance Day, celebrated in other countries that mark the anniversary of the end of World War I.
That's the latest world news from VOA.